Hello. My name is Keir Starmer, and I'm quite boring. I speak in a very boring kind of way, which are not much emotion. There's a kind of Surrey twang to my voice that some of you might be able to pick up on, but otherwise, I'm very dull. And it's very important that I'm very dull because this allows my Machiavellianism to be covered up. This allows my power lust, this allows my authoritarian black heart to be kind of covered up by a blanket of dullness so that you don't really notice it. So I come across as a bland grey manager, whereas really, like John Major, actually, I have a steely determinism to take control of everything, to take control of you, and be the most powerful man in the universe. And this includes, like Skeletor wants to be, and this, of course, includes bringing down my political opponents for exactly the same things that I'm guilty of. Yet I hope that because of my dullness and because of the fact that I come across as a kind of bland grey manager, I will be able to somehow manipulatively get away with those things in a way that more manipulative people are not. Hello, and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, I've talked a lot on this channel about Tutia Keir, about Sir Keir Starmer, the English child harmer, but yet something else has come to light about him which astounds even me. Which not only is he directly responsible for what happened in Southport, not only are there fascinating questions surrounding his private life, which I've looked at elsewhere, but there is now the fact that he is as guilty as Boris Johnson of breaking lockdown rules, of being, as it were, morally imperfect and having feet of sand. Yet Boris was not able to get away with this, and Starmer put all kinds of pressure on the government so that they removed Boris Johnson and replaced him with someone, frankly, almost as boring as Keir Starmer. But Starmer feels that he can and will get away with it, and I suggest the reason for that is that he is highly Machiavellian and manipulative, and knows he is, and thinks that he'll probably be able to get away with it. Before I go into that, could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on my YouTube on Jolly Heretic? I'd give leave a like and help the algorithm. It really helps me do that. And could you subscribe my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff that I can't put on YouTube, where I put in-person interviews, where I put vlogs, where I put films I make, where I put my live streams, not Monday 7 UK time, where I put my Dutton's Digest. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of just a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. The hypocrisy of Sir Keir Starmer knows no bounds, and it also raises questions, further questions. I've already looked at this twice about the nature of his private life. Now, Boris was gotten rid of at the pressure of Sir Keir Starmer's Labour opposition because he was accused essentially of breaking lockdown rules, well, basically by having a party where during lockdown. He argued it was a work event, it was a party to see off members of staff or something like that, and therefore it was a work event, and he had some cake and whatever at this party, but it was a party that was a component of a work event. They put all kinds of pressure on him to try and make him concede that he was in fact having a party, an unnecessary party during lockdown that was breaking lockdown rules. There was all kinds of chicanery involved, and he was forced to resign. Now, what do we find with Sir Keir Starmer? It's recently been revealed a number of interesting things. First of all, that Starmer had a voice coach. He employed a voice coach, an actress called Leonie Milliger, who was in The New Statesman, playing the wife of Sir Piers Fletcher Dervish, the friend of Alan Bastard in The New Statesman in the late 80s and early 90s. She was coaching him to be a better public speaker because he wanted to run for the leadership of the Labour Party. Now, this in itself, I think, says something about him. It says something about his power lust, about his Machiavellianism, about his desire to have power. Because we would like to think that the kind of people that go into politics are the kind of people that are asked to. The kind of people where some people say to them, wow, you're a good public speaker, you're a charismatic public speaker, you know how to get things done, you're very skilled and whatever, you should go into politics. And they say, oh, no, that's not really my thing, you know. And they go, oh, yeah, you should. You're really funny and witty and really good at doing speeches and inspiring people. You should go into politics. They say, oh, no, it's not me. I'd much rather just, you know, go over. You really should. And eventually they do. Now, there's another kind of person, of course, and to whom no one says, you should go into politics. They don't have the skills to go into politics. They're not very good at public speaking. They're not very good at doing a speech. They're not very good at making people laugh. They're not very good at reading the room. They're socially clumsy. Now, very few people would say to those kinds of people, you should go into politics. But yet, some of them want to, and they're not very good at it. And so they have to pay a voice coach to make it seem like they're not reading a speech when they are. When, of course, if you're a good public speaker, you should be able to do a speech without note. And if you're a good public speaker, you should be able to do, even if it's a written speech, you should naturally be able to make it look like you're not reading it, even though you are. They're the kind of people that need to be given confidence to do public speaking. They're the kind of people that need to be taught to pause in the right place and that sort of thing. It doesn't come naturally to them. So you've got the people like Boris, who are just good at making people laugh, good at public speaking, whatever, appear well on TV. And you could imagine people saying to Boris, hey, you know, you should go to politics. You'd be bloody good at it. And then you have the opposite, the people that are just utterly, utterly Machiavellian, but they want to go into politics. They're not naturally good at it. And they have to employ things like voice coaches. So this tells you something, first of all, about Sir Keir Starmer, that he even would need a voice coach. The fact that he needs a voice coach implies he wants to go into politics. He wants power. He's not going into it because people are all asking him to and saying, you're great at it and you'd be good at it. And this has been borne out in what's happened since he was elected, in particular, i.e. he can't read the room, he offends everybody with regard to summer riots, he's clunkingly, autistically unable to see what the right thing is to say and understand people's feelings and all of this kind of rigid and authoritarian and whatever. He's just not good at the job. So he has this voice coach. Now, this was during lockdown. And whenever possible, of course, during lockdown, you were only supposed to work from home. And it's quite clear that this woman, Leonie Mellinger, was able to and was frequently working from home. A voice coach is not a key worker, so therefore there was no reason why she could not work from home. Voice coaching is not something that you cannot do from home. So isn't it odd then that apparently on Christmas Eve 2020, when London was in full lockdown, and therefore in which you weren't supposed to socialise, other than with people in your bubble, and you weren't supposed to do anything other than work from home, unless it was absolutely vital to be there in person, she had to go to Sir Keir Starmer in person on Christmas Eve in order to voice coach him. This seems pretty improbable, doesn't it? And then it turns out she's not just his voice coach. She's a friend of the family. In 2005, Starmer was working with her solicitor husband on some kind of anti-death penalty campaign. And so they've worked together. So it seems to me fairly obvious that this woman, this actress, Leonie Mellinger, is a friend of Starmer's. She's a friend of Starmer's, and he was having the wife of a friend of his come to see him on Christmas Eve 2020 during lockdown, when you weren't supposed to be moving around London unless it was vitally necessary. It wasn't vitally necessary, but nevertheless he sorted this out and she had to come and see him. I mean, it seems to me the questions are obvious. But what this whole affair shows you is just the extent to which A, he is Machiavellian, he wants power, and if he's not capable of getting power naturally, he wants to be trained to get power. With him, it's all about, it's so dull and plodding, it's all about working hard and following the rules, that's how you do things, forget about any natural talent like Boris might have. And B, he obviously feels that he's clever enough and devious enough that he can just get away with whatever he likes, and he can accuse other people of hypocrisy while being a total hypocrite himself. With any normal political affair, political system, this would bring the Prime Minister down. And it brought Boris down. And although it might not do so with this Prime Minister, because he is so powerful and has such a large majority, I think it is just one more nail in his political coffin, as people see what an appalling, dark triad hypocrite he is.
Are you ready for the future of the West?